cliffcentral.com.
Good morning. Ah, yes. You made it to Friday.
Woo! Fucking hoo!
Ah, yes. I saw Leanne just before the show started. I'm sure all the people who are watching us live this morning, we're getting more and more people every day, which is that's a good thing. I'd be so annoyed if we were doing this and we were less and less people every day, you know?
I'd feel the wrong curve.
I'd feel like a loser. I saw Leanne traipsing around in her house just now.
Traipsing, yeah, what a word.
She was traipsing. She was walking. You know, and you know your little dog, he follows you everywhere you go, huh?
I have a little dog and his name is Joey.
Yeah,
and
just...
he follows me wherever I go.
Oh, that is...
Okay, Enid Blyton.
Yeah, well done. Hey, I just read, 5 seconds ago, I just read that Larry David married his girlfriend. She's substantially younger than him. She's quite pretty.
Look, that's a curb your enthusiasm, guy.
Yeah, look at this picture. I don't know if you can see that. She's pretty. I mean, he's got a type, right? I mean, even in the show, his wife, who isn't his real life wife, he loves the blonde girls, and she's got like big titties. In fact, Leanne, you could definitely have Larry David if you wanted him. I know he's your dream man, but
look, I do like the older type, but I'm not so sure. I do, but I'm not so sure about the clown effect hair that he has on either side of his head.
My mother's
brain is amazing.
Yeah, he's hilarious, but my mother calls that the F.W. de Klerk haircut.
Yes.
Or Doctor, do you remember Doctor Snuggles when we were kids?
Yes.
There was a cartoon called Dr. Snuggles, and he had hair like that too. Yeah, but you could get hold of his hair and trim it. Do you know what Larry David looked like when he was younger? He was a mess. He actually looks better now.
You know, some people do look better older. Yeah.
Absolutely, Sia. 100%. Some of us, I include myself here, I was a very gangly, uncomfortable, awkward teenager, and in my early 20s, I think it carried on. I didn't have any body confidence at all. I was what would you call it? I was a fucking mess. There's no other way to put it.
We know the type.
Yeah, I was very uncomfortable in my own body, and I was uncoordinated, and I felt like I looked like a stick insect. I did. I was, and I didn't.
That's how you're being supportive, Leanne, by laughing.
Yeah, no, she's right. She's 100% to laugh. Come on, you if you don't laugh at these things, you know. Like now, I look back and it is hilarious. But at the time, it was plaguing me. I mean, I felt very ugly. I felt very uncomfortable. And I think I grew into myself a bit. So in my later 20s and my early 30s, I definitely became more physically confident. Mentally, I was always like an arrogant prick, but I think that got better. There's some nice gas for a Friday. Did you hear that?
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah.
Oh, right,
Leanne, according to Mbulelo, Larry has made over $400 million just off Seinfeld syndication.
Yeah, he's very hot. I'll take him any day.
Yeah, of course. And that's not including Curb Your Enthusiasm money. And they're what, like 11 seasons? 11 seasons. 11 seasons of that show. So he's done really well. That's great.
I was just trying to find the new wife's age, and I can't really find it as yet. She's 73 years old.
Maybe if you look up her name, it's Ashley Underwood. And they met.
Yeah, I had tried as well.
She met him at a Sacha Baron Cohen birthday party. Oh, I'd love to go to that.
Oh, that would be the best.
Look at this pattern of good friends introducing you to decent people.
Yeah.
You know, my friends have not introduced me to Larry David with 400 odd million US dollars. Meghan Markle's friends introduced her to Prince Harry.
No, Piers Morgan introduced her to Prince Harry. That's the story.
That's what he
claims that. I mean, he'll claim anything, but whoever it was, but good for those people. You know, put yourself in the position of someone who does want to get married and does want to settle down, right? The best thing your friends can do for you is introduce you to that person. Now, I've got two male friends who are desperate to get married. I'm not going to mention names.
Mm-hmm.
One of them lives in Pretoria. The other one lives in Durban. And I'm trying to hook these two fuckers up. And you have no idea how difficult it is. And they don't make it any easier, by the way.
How do they not make it easier?
Well, the one is, he reckons he deserves a supermodel, but he himself is no supermodel.
Okay, so this is why you haven't introduced us.
Well,
understanding now.
Listen, I could put you with him, but I don't know that. So he's a really successful person. Okay, he's done very well in life. He's hyper intelligent. I mean, this guy is qualified beyond belief. Just so smart, and I can have a conversation with him about almost anything, and he knows anything. You know those people who you never have to dumb yourself down for? Of course, you two don't. I mean.
Thank you. No, I was in a relationship with someone.
You know what? I'm actually not going to take that personally.
No, it was a joke.
No, it's not.
I've been in a relationship with someone like that before, and it was really refreshing.
Yeah.
But they do tend to get the better of you. In terms of, you know, when you start getting comfortable and then a little bit irritated with each other.
Yes,
absolutely. They'll pick on everything. Like, they'll pick up on, I mean, I think I have pretty good grammar, but they'll pick up on your grammar and they'll pick up on things that you say.
You mean they'll be very critical of you and they'll use their intelligence against you? No, that's horrible. You can't do that to people. No, so the one guy is really, really smart. He's very successful, and he would love any girl. He would love her so much. He would do anything for her. He would. Mm-hmm. He's the kind of guy who, like in a Emily Bronte novel, would lay down his coat over a puddle so she could walk over it, and he would sell everything he has to keep her happy if that's what she needed in monetary terms. And he's just a good guy, you know, an all round good guy, but. But here's the problem. He is desperate, and a girl can smell that from a mile away. So the moment I introduce him to any of my friends, they're like, yeah, he's a great guy, but I can tell he's desperate. And then they're suddenly not interested anymore. And the other friend is...
Because for a good chunk of people, it's also scary to have someone very desperate who after 2.3 seconds is... wanting to make these serious plans, and it's like, dude, I don't even know your middle name. Let's just calm down.
Yeah. So the other friend is—he's also really superb. Lucky.
Bless you. And you know, we've come full circle with the bless you, because it used to be during the plague.
Black plague, yeah.
And
now it's for the Corona plague.
If you sneezed, it was God bless you, hoping that you didn't have it,
that you didn't die. Mm-hmm.
The other friend
is such a good guy. He's got a heart of gold. He comes from an absolutely divine family. They're the nicest people. He is just kindness and caring and a sense of humor personified. So a lot of girls would be happy to be with him. I don't know. He hasn't been looking after himself as well as he might, you know? And he doesn't have like a fortune of money, but he's a really good guy. And I just wish I could. And Bulelo says, by the way, he's usually a very cynical, cold motherfucker, but he says this and he's probably right. He says, never hook people up. They always blame you for the breakup. A friend of mine just got divorced from a hookup that I did. You see, your life, Bulelo, is just a remorseless, emotional wasteland. And there's just nothing we can do for you. I like hooking people up if I really know that it's a good match.
Mm.
Hang on, I need to blow my nose. Lucky you. You're getting so much fun on this morning's show. Aren't you fortunate? How fortunate.
Go ahead. He was trying to put it off as much as possible.
Coming out of all ends. I mean, you know.
No, Leanne, hopefully not.
Oh, Lordy.
You know...
Oh,
we need some elevator music for all of this.
What did you say?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
We said it's coming out of all ends.
Well, it's so funny. I thought that the rain would clear away this hay fever, but occasionally, you know, it comes back. So here we are, just for you on a beautiful Friday morning.
Oh, he's doing it. Okay.
Parp.
There we go. Lucky you.
Sounds like a little trombone.
Isn't that nice? All right, so here are a couple of messages. Annika says, Leanne, that person you described sounds exactly like my sister. I'm still trying to rebuild my non-existent self-esteem thanks to her and her constant criticism.
Ooh. Yeah, it knocks your self-esteem in a huge way for years.
Jesus.
To constantly have that, yeah.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about, Leanne, in your case.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. And you know...
So you've got to be careful when you marry or get into a relationship with someone who's more intelligent than you. I would rather take
I'm still laughing.
The other way around.
I'm still laughing about I'm still laughing that I had the gall to say to you two, you wouldn't know what I'm doing.
No, you did.
I was in
an opposite relationship where I was the more intelligent one.
Yeah.
And it did irritate me, and it was one of the reasons for splitting up.
Oh.
But then post that, I've now realized it's probably better to be the more intelligent one.
Well, I had, I was seeing a girl last year, and we were together for maybe 3 months, but it was a very casual relationship. You know, I'm not at the age where I'm going to be all like kissy and huggy and we need each other all around all the time. And, you know, I feel like it's a more mature kind of situation if I get myself into it now. And
yeah,
I'm actually seeing her today, and it's really nice when you can be around.
If you love being friends with your exes, you.
No, we never really broke up, and we had no long term plan. But we looked at each other one night. We were at a mutual friend's birthday party, and I just said to her, and you know, you got to be honest about these things. The most important thing in any relationship is to tell the truth and to be honest with each other. I looked at her and she looked at me, and we were like, "Yeah, well, this is not going to work, right?" But we weren't unhappy about it. It wasn't mean, and we both laughed and we carried on and we had a great night. The reason is like if she and I were together, we would annihilate each other. You know, those where there's just a lot of energy and. There's an enormous amount of – it's just fun. She's the kind of person who I would rather have in my life as a friend forever than have as a girlfriend for a short time.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not because there wasn't attraction. It's not because there wasn't an equal kind of respect for each other or an intelligence or a sexiness or any of that stuff. All of that was there. And it was great. And I just love being around her. She's really, really great. But I don't want to be in a relationship with her, and she doesn't want to be in a relationship with me. Or if we do, we would rather put that off and just remain really good friends. Because it's always better when we're with each other. But we don't need each other. So it's not like when I don't see her, I miss her. Or when... she doesn't see me, she misses me. We when we're thinking about each other and when we're with each other, it's great. But the rest of the time, it's not a priority. So I think it's quite an...
That's a very mature...
Yeah, it's adult. You know, it's adult.
And I know Sia's shaking his head a little.
Sia's head's about to explode. What are you talking about? He can't believe this.
Sia needs drama to happen with these things.
No, it's also...
Oh, it always just does happen.
You know what? I will frankly also admit that it is perhaps I have never had a very tie a bow and it's a sweet type of ending. No.
You've always had horrible, dramatic breakups.
Because then here's my thinking. If it's so delightful and wonderful and you want to remain friends afterwards, then why are you still not together then? I don't get that. And then I have to be so happy for you and wish you well. And then I have to see you be happy with someone else. Then it's about...
Your problem is, and you'll get over this one day. It's you have this, you think you possess the person.
Absolutely. Nothing to hold and till death do you part, and I can't live without you.
You don't own anybody, and they don't own you. You've got to stop with this.
But I own them.
Yeah, you've got a slave master complex. That's your problem. If you were around in the 1800s, you would own slaves. Black or white. I promise you, you think you can own people. So the worst thing you can do is to hold on to someone so tightly that they can't get away from you, because then all they want to do is get away from you.
Mm.
All right. Who wants some more from Bulelo, who's been messaging like a wild animal this morning? You want some more?
Okay.
Yeah, I think we've triggered him.
Jesus, he's on fire today, because he has two shows with us on Tuesday and Thursday, but he clearly can't get enough. So, Bulelo, I love this. He says, I am wrong, Gareth. He says, you're wrong, Gareth. He says, people need to be honest with themselves, not with each other. Eights should not date fives. So if you're an eight, you shouldn't date a five. Also, date in your economic class. Real life isn't eat, pray, love.
You see, both I would slightly dispute. There are some people who are a five but have the confidence of an eight. And haven't you seen some people who...
Are you speaking about yourself?
Girl, I'm off the radar at the scales, girl. Thanks. Moving on.
But
you put some people together, you go, how did they even pair up? They have the confidence of an eight, even though they're five.
But that is sexy, because confidence is still the most attractive thing about someone. So, all right. Mm-hmm. There's so many messages pouring in about this. We have this morning, after how many months of talking about this, and remember the first season we were all into it, The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Lee coming on. Remember South Africa's first bachelor, the one that Leanne was constantly correcting in terms of his English. So he's going to be with us this morning. So I'm excited. He's apparently writing a tell-all book, and he's now got a girlfriend, and he's got a little dog, and he's very excited to talk to us this morning. So while we're matching people up and we're talking about matching up, and this guy went on TV to try and find his perfect match, and it was a fucking disaster from all accounts. So don't think that being famous is going to make you happier, because that's not going to happen. That's not true.
I have to say this. Scenes we're talking about being sexy.
Yes.
You know, I sleep at night with a sleeping Jesus.
Oh, yes. That's very sexy. This is this whole contraption that Leanne has to have. I mean, this is if you found her attractive before, this is going to give you a hard-on, guys. Are you ready? Go ahead, Leanne.
So it's a sleep apnea thing. It's a CPAP machine.
Yeah.
That blows. You wear a mask and it blows air so that your soft palate doesn't close ever, so that you don't stop breathing.
It's so gorgeous, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
It's like a hairdryer blowing into your mouth.
It's wonderful.
So I cannot sleep without this thing, because otherwise I just don't sleep and I almost die.
Mm.
So I've brought it with me today as a show and tell.
We're doing a show and tell. This is very exciting. All right, let me just find the the sound of your sleeping Jesus. Because this is what happens. Okay. Just show us your sleeping Jesus.
No, I can't show you because I have to first tell you something.
All right, go ahead.
It broke. Oh. Just from normal wear and tear.
Yeah.
The mask frame broke. So the plastic piece that goes across the middle of my forehead.
Yeah.
That you hook on some bands, and that thing snapped. So I had nowhere to hook on these bands. And I was quite stressed about it. I thought, how am I going to sleep tonight, meaning last night, because I'm probably getting a new one today. I need to fix this thing. It needs to work somehow. And it was quite an engineering feat, I must say.
I feel like you YouTubed a solution here.
No, I did it all myself, completely all myself. What I needed was something akin to a dowel stick, which I didn't have. So I used a wooden spoon. And I needed something akin to a tiny tennis ball. So I found a little kitten's tennis ball or like a bouncy ball.
So far.
I needed an elastic band, so I used a hair band. And to secure the ball, I needed a piece of string. So I found a piece of floral belt from a dress that I had.
So let's just be clear. Even when this thing works, it looks like a monstrous contraption. You look like Darth Vader.
Yeah, it's not great.
And then you have a wooden spoon, some sort of a ball, and a belt from a floral outfit of yours.
Should I put it on for you?
Yeah, just by the way, when you put this on, you have to sleep on your back, right?
No, it's better, but they actually have pillows now that you can use that dip down so that you can turn onto your sides.
You must be a hell of a sight. If anyone broke into your house and found you in your bed, They would leave. They'd be like, "This is a very sick." They'd go, "This is a very sick person. We can't steal from this person."
Yeah. Woo! You're completely right.
Put it on. Let's have a look. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The big reveal: the ant sleeping Jesus. The chair. Wait! I gotta describe this. Sia, you try and describe it. Sia, describe this to us. Come on. Go on. This is so great. You look like an elephant with a propeller in the front of its head.
Yes.
You look like an elephant with a long trunk, and you've got a bouncy ball and a wooden spoon which looks like a propeller.
I slept with.
And there are a lot of wires coming off the top of your head. This is hilarious.
I slept with a wooden spoon on my forehead.
Let's say 8 out of 10 for innovation.
Your commitment to
this cause.
That's so bad. Well,
and what?
It kept me alive.
All right, so basically, if anyone was attracted to Leanne before, now you'll be even more attracted to her if you see this picture. It's so hot. So gorgeous.
I'm sure even your dogs were like, what is going on?
I think
they're used to me doing weird things.
Yeah,
I
think her animals are totally okay with whatever she does because they would not know. All right, so many things to get into today. Let's just take a moment to appreciate Leanne's sleeping Jesus. I'm going to send you a picture and you can put it on our Instagram. It's hilarious.
Yes, please. Yes. Yes.
Wow. Unbelievable. you are some piece of work, Leanne Moll.
I don't do these things on purpose. They happen to me. I'm a victim. Mm.
Mm. No, you are.
I believe it now.
Oh dear.
Jesus. So many things. So Melville, I can't believe this is your suburb. Melville, which is I think mostly a toilet. I mean, I've been to Melville.
Yeah.
But there's murders, you know, that place is just like Hell's Kitchen. Melville has again.
There is a place called Hell's Kitchen.
Yes, I thought that's what you were referencing.
Is there?
Yeah.
No way.
It's a bar called Hell's Kitchen.
Wow.
I'm sure you've seen it on your Instagram before. That's when there's a red neon light that says be naked when I get home. And that's where everyone Instagrams
I've seen that sign, but I've never been there. So anyway, this place, it's somehow this shithole neighborhood that Leanne lives in has been named as one of the 40 coolest, trendiest, and kindest neighborhoods in the world.
Let me tell you, Gareth, this is the second time we've made the coolest
Are you owning it, huh? You're telling us that we, you're calling it we, everyone in Melville.
Oh, yeah, us Melvillites. Yes.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, we're actually quite a strong community of people. We look after each other. We're always in contact. We know each other. And it's one of those places where you, if you walk in the street.
Hi, everybody. Like, this is the Melville Group. And my name is Sarah. I live at number 21 in Leanne
Second
Road.
Third Avenue. It's all Avenue.
Yes, there was
it's
a.
77
yes, yes, there were three homeless people shitting in my driveway yesterday, but otherwise, what a beautiful day.
No,
yes, a pensioner was knifed in the street while she was taking her shopping home on Thursday, but you know what? It's great to be in Melville.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is that these things happen in...
Wait, I'm having too much fun. Yes, there were three nuns, and they were all drinking petrol outside Leanne Moll's house, but everything's great in Melville. We just got voted one of the friendliest neighborhoods because we're friendly. You know, there was a rapist in my street on Thursday, but I waved at him and he waved back, so we're the friendliest neighborhood.
I can't.
You know what? I'm glad Leanne does that, not you.
I'll tell you.
She appreciates the friendliness there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is one thing that I wanted to say about it. Quickly, mm-hmm. I'm just quickly scrolling to the paragraph. In light of the COVID-19 pandemic, this year, Time Out also sought to highlight those areas where people, community, and businesses have helped each other through shared tribulations. As they put it, right now, more than ever, it's cool to be kind. The Time Out website describes Melville as being a joyous, everyone knows everyone kind of place. It pinpoints the Viva Foundation's Melville Food Parcel Program, which saw volunteers providing 300,000 meals to those in need during lockdown, as being indicative of the suburb's social and solidarity spirit.
If anybody has any manure, we're going to be feeding the homeless this afternoon at 3. So please gather up your manure and let's all give them a handful each. Yay! Good for Melville.
I think I should get a car with a loudspeaker like that.
You drive around the neighborhood. Hi, everybody, it's Leanne. Just checking you're okay. If you weren't murdered in the night, then come to your gate and wave.
Oh, God. So we came in at number 33 on the list.
You're proud of that.
Okay.
You're proud of that. If you come 33 in a race, then nobody really knows.
In the world?
Yeah, in the world.
Come on.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about who comes back. Who was first?
Melville ranks higher than the some areas of Milan and Tokyo.
Yeah. Like the worst areas in Milan and Tokyo.
Wow.
So, culturally rich areas.
Oh, yeah?
Like Kobutocho district.
That's the rubbish dump in that in Tokyo.
You know.
Ignore him, Leanne.
Yes?
Just ignore him.
That suburb, I know that suburb in Tokyo. That's where there's a row of portable toilets. That's the whole neighborhood.
I don't know what to say about this, really.
All right, what else?
It's cosmopolitan. It's picturesque.
Sure.
Stunning views of the woodlands to the north.
Yeah.
Portuguese and Mozambican influences have made Melville a foodie's delight, too. Exquisite coffee houses.
Yeah.
Raucous night spots.
Yes.
And that's why it's cool.
Yeah, tell us again tell us again about the noise at night when you can't sleep because people are getting drunk in the street and passing out and throwing up on each other.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've spoken about it on the show.
No idea what you're talking about.
You have.
So the coolest
ambassador, the coolest Leanne Moll from the country of Melville is now backtracking her previous comments. She's like Kamala Harris. She can't decide what she thinks of Melville.
The coolest neighborhood in the world is in my favorite city in the world. It's in Barcelona. It's Esquerra de l'Example.
What? Esquerra de l'Example.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Esquerra de
l'Example. I don't know if that sounds all accurate.
Second place is downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah. Where the home... Okay, sorry.
Yeah, so all over the world they've put in places.
Did they say the second place is downtown Los Angeles?
Yes.
Oh,
previous neighborhoods.
Who was putting this list together? Helen Keller?
No. Not this time.
Oh.
It was Time Out.
Yeah, well, that I'm sure that magazine is published by the Blind and Deaf Society of South Africa.
And I'll have you know that we were on the list last year, too. We've actually climbed 15 places.
Oh, well, really?
This is Marvel.
How do you get up that high? Less murders.
Because we've become cooler.
Okay.
Now, on that note...
More Portuguese eateries and... Okay.
On that note, you know, we had quite a big storm recently.
Mm-hmm. It was on...
I smell the lights were...
It was on Sunday or something, yeah?
I smell the lights were on the group together and we were giving each other support. In the meantime, a woman got struck by lightning and died.
Oh, my God. Carol. Oh. Carol at 29, she got struck by lightning and she's just a burnt to a crisp. If anyone wants to make a Prego roll...
By the way, Prego rolls selling tomorrow at the fair for R7.99.
Okay, so everybody stay.
You were all supporting each other during the storm. How did that work? Are you on a WhatsApp group and then you send each other encouraging motivational messages?
No, it'll be like,
the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the lightning and poor Carol till she's gone. When I'm stuck with a day, that's great.
Okay.
In Melville, I just stick up my chin and grin and say.
God almighty, is that what your group is like?
Yeah, it's like, don't worry, guys, it won't last forever.
Okay, well.
Thoughts and prayers to your neighbor.
Let me be nice. Good for you guys. There's a neighborhood group for me, but obviously I'm the only one on the street who isn't on it. And I didn't even know that I wasn't on it until I was told by everybody that they're all part of something and I've been deliberately left out. That's the way I like
it. Yeah, I'm sure you're fine with that.
I'm so surprised by that.
Yeah. Who would have guessed? Imagine me on that group. If I were on one of these groups, because, you know, I got this place in Umhlanga and I'm not on the group, but I believe some of the things that happen on that group. It's like people are complaining about when someone else parks somewhere or if somebody makes loud noises at night. Or I would cause... chaos on a group like that. I would deliberately I would go out of my way to drive everyone else crazy. I'd turn it into a radio show. I mean,
you're a very disruptive person.
I am. I'm so disruptive. Rena, who's my business partner, and we've known each other for 22 years now. Rena always says that if there's a team builder, because she learned this early on when I was at 702, and she organized a drumming team building thing.
No, we did that at 5FM. We did it. A circle of drumming.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. That's quite right. This was a firewalk that she organized. And at the firewalk, everyone else did the firewalk. And I was like, this is horse shit. I'm not burning my fucking feet for you people.
But you actually say it aloud. That's the difference. You don't just walk away. You go, I'm not doing this shit. That is bullshit.
Which means you are recruiting people to also be disruptive with you. That's the problem as well.
The drumming circle, what a bunch of losers. These people, these fucking hippies came in, right? And they had long hair and they just looked like shit. They looked like they hadn't bathed in 6 weeks. And they all sat
around. Where do they look like they live, Gareth?
Melville. And then they sat in there like, everybody, I know we've got to get to headlines, but this is too much fun. It's like, everybody sit in the circle, we're all getting to drum, and then da-da-dum, da-da-dum, and then they teach you different drum, and everyone does it, and, you know, you've got these gangly, idiotic people who are smiling because it's the first time they've ever produced a rhythm, and they're all proud of themselves. I mean, like, no one's going to hire them to be the drummer for Def Leppard after this, but they think they suddenly discovered a talent. And then they... You know, they're like, oh, come on, Gareth, why aren't you doing it? don't engage.
Then you just all of their fun.
Yeah, don't engage me on that kind of thing because I'm going to become disruptive and I'm going to ruin it for everyone else. And I actually think I made one of the 5FM managers cry once because she wanted us to do mosaics so badly. And everyone was sitting doing mosaics and all I was doing was going around and telling everyone how shit their mosaics looked.
Oh, you are sick. Oh, my God. I don't know what to say about you.
I told one of the girls, she was all proud of it. She'd made like a little sun or something. It was so awful. And
shame.
No, it was disgusting. It looked like it had been put together by someone who had no hands. Like they were using their elbows to do it. And she was so proud of this thing. And she's going around showing everybody. And she said, what do you think? What do you think? And everyone's going, oh, that's beautiful. And then she came to me.
And you just ruined everything for her.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
All right, let's look at some news. Let's get into the news this morning. There's more important stuff than stupid drumming team buildings. Close to 20 people have been arrested in connection with illegal schools. So I saw this on the news yesterday. I actually tweeted about it. Machete don't tweet. I put up an Instagram post about it. They had Panyaza Lesufi on, and he was talking about bogus schools. Bogus. So I tweeted the picture of him with bogus schools closed underneath. I said, if only we could get rid of our bogus government now. But he said he's led a delegation of department officials to clamp down on operations. There were two schools.
So these people who are putting together schools for the sake of teaching people intentions.
Probably. I mean, why would you – maybe to make money, but probably good intentions. I mean, people need an education, and you know, when government can't provide, people make their own plan. So there were two schools they visited in Tembisa. So one was running several branches in the area, so, you know, it's big business. The department said Tembisa had been hit by a wave of bogus schools with thousands of pupils receiving inadequate education and passing grades with unrecognized qualifications. They're basically making it up. I mean, there's no curriculum, you know. There's not that our frankly, you know, the Gauteng Education Department's curriculum is also quite shit. So why not? The more the merrier. I mean, it's ridiculous that the state should be controlling education. First of all, they can't do it because they're just not good at managing anything at that level. But second of all, it never used to be that way. I mean, you could go to a little Christian school down the road and they would only teach you about Jesus. Or you might go to a school that's better resourced and that has science equipment or, you know, better teachers. It really, still today, whether you like it or not, that is what's going on. So we've got the Gauteng Education Department who have their standards in inverted commas. But these guys are closing down... They're closing down these schools. Look, in some cases, it's probably right that they do. I mean, this one school apparently had toilets, only two toilets, and they had 1,000 pupils. And the parents are paying like 1,200 rand, and their children are getting really bad education for 1,200 rand.
Oh, man.
So I don't know what the answer is here. Good luck to Panyaza Lesufi, but yeah, I suppose he's trying
to. It's really very sad, actually.
Yeah, it is sad, but it's also what's going to happen when your education department can't do the job. Then people are going to open up their own bogus school, and they're going to say our school's better than the education department's, and who's going to argue? Because the education department will have a tough job proving that they're better. Anyway, the case involving several suspects who were arrested in connection with the collapse of VBS Mutual Bank on Thursday was postponed until January. The accused people made a brief appearance in the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court. They face 47 charges of theft, fraud, money laundering, and racketeering. I wonder if they've established properly that link to the EFF. Because remember, Julius and Floyd were very much involved in this. So they are hoping that things that have taken place, they'll be able to share the new indictment with the accused. The investigation continues, and all the developments will hopefully be finalized by 21 January. That's according to spokesperson for the NPA, Sipong Gwema.
Oh, my God.
Lucky you. What a lucky day for you to get so much of my bodily function into the show. Aren't you fortunate? All right. ENCA are reporting this morning that undocumented minors were found during a stop and search in Tswane. A group of undocumented minors under the age of 16, potentially destined for child labor. Can you believe this is happening now? Really? Child labor? What kind of job would these children end up doing? I mean, we've joked about it, obviously, on the show, but let's be serious for a second. It's horrible to think that someone's child has been taken away from them, or the child might have been an orphan, and they end up in some vehicle in Tswane driving around. They were being transported from Mozambique and were going to work in Zitobeni, which is a nearby township. The man transporting the kids has been arrested, and another person has been charged with car theft. Over 900 arrests were made on Wednesday night as part of an operation. So it seems like Tswane Metro Police are taking things very seriously at the moment. Good.
Yeah.
I think it's awful that people are subjected to this. And then Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Nazi governor of Michigan.
She sounds like a gentle soul.
Oh, she's fucking awful. You've got to actually go online and see a video of this woman. She is absolutely appalling. She looks like she's the Schutzstaffeln Obergruppenführer of Michigan. She has become...
And you aren't taking it a little too far at all, right?
Well, okay, so... Yeah, maybe I am. I mean, a lot of people say, you know, everyone is Hitler, but this woman, Jesus. So she has become a lightning rod for coronavirus skeptics after enacting strict mitigation measures that were overturned by a judge last week. So a judge had to say, hang on, bitch, you're being too extreme. The people in Michigan have been hard locked down since the beginning of the pandemic. And officials say that there was a kidnapping plot that involved six men who plan to hold a treason trial for Gretchen Whitmer. So this is amazing because essentially they wanted to abduct and overthrow her. that's how much people hate her. She says, hatred, bigotry, and violence have no place in Michigan. She doesn't really have a German accent. It's just funny.
I assumed
she doesn't.
So these people were going to abduct the governor of Michigan, and they were going to lock... If you see the video, I'm just going to take a screenshot of this. It's from BBC. And you must see the facial expression of the translator in the background. You know, the deaf sign language interpreter.
Sign language interpreter, yes.
She's busy in the background, and she's pulling this face
she's
like...
She's not deaf, by the way.
No, I know she's not. Well, she's doing sign language for deaf people. And she's in the background, mm-hmm. And you've got to see this picture to believe it, because she's pulling this face like, oh, I can't believe I'm working for this woman. So they tried to abduct Gretchen Whitmer, which is hilarious. I think it's hilarious. I don't think it's hilarious that there are children being abducted, but a politician being abducted, you know, whatever happens, happens. That's my opinion.
No.
Politicians, come on, Sia. They're not even people.
Boy.
And especially when you've told, she's the one, by the way, who told everyone in Michigan that they had to stay under hard lockdown. They were not allowed even to go to parks or exercise in public. She was really hardcore about it. And then her husband, because it's her husband, he went and got the boat and went out for a trip on Lake Michigan in the height of summer. So she's a hypocrite.
That's delightful.
She's just a hypocrite. Anyway, U.S. President Donald Trump has completed his course of treatment for COVID-19 and can return to public engagements this weekend. Lucky us, we get to see him again in full force. His physician has confirmed, that's Dr. Sean Conley, that the president responded very well to medication and remained completely stable. Mr. Trump later said he would probably take another COVID test on Friday and hope to hold a rally over the weekend. So I'm afraid for Joe Biden, he's ready for that next debate. This guy has such unbelievable energy. I don't know anyone in their 70s is as energetic as him.
I'm just a little concerned about my friend, the First Lady. Where is she?
Melania is busy in the White House. She's busy arranging flowers and making to have pretty little calligraphy invitations to White House ball for 1st of November.
That's what
you As said. Of about like 2 days ago, there wasn't any official update on her and her health status and what she's been doing. She's just been
nobody
indoors.
Cares. Yeah, nobody cares about poor Melania.
I worry about her. Oh, shame.
You know what? I think she gets a really tough rap. I don't think she's a bad person. And she gets treated so badly by the media. You know, if she was more manly like Michelle Obama, she would have been treated a lot better.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to that.
Leanne, you know, sometimes we don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
Because we aren't going to be forced into that.
You know, when there's radio silence, then I worry. But I'm not going to. I'm going to have a blueberry.
Let the silence linger sometimes.
Leanne, did you hear on that group that we're on, Damon Calvari complaining about radio?
My word.
He sent like 25 WhatsApps, but listen to this one. Just
prank calls. Yeah, that's just one thing. What I think is even worse is when a song ends and the song, for example, I just listened now. Mark Pilgrim comes out of a song, Fame by Irene Cara. Fame by Irene Cara. And then like 5 seconds later, he's busy promoting a competition. You can get fame by winning this contest. So it's like, it didn't even really make any sense, but they will just go out of their way to incorporate.
Damon's the only person who still cares about radio.
So passionately.
He cares. He really cares. Hey, did I tell you when we had that Lotto Land woman on the other day, Marika, I went and bought 2 tickets for the Wednesday and the Saturday draw. So tomorrow, tomorrow I might be a gazillionaire and I wouldn't tell you, so you won't even know. But if I win, listen to this. This weekend, there are 3 draws on Lotto Land that you need to look out for. Saturday morning, 5 a.m. is the U.S. Mega Millions that offers a payout of 6.6 billion rand.
Ooh, How many people are awake at 5 a.m. on a Saturday?
No, but you get your notification later. You don't have to wake up for it. Don't be an idiot. I've bought the ticket.
But wanting to know if you made that much money, I would wake up.
Yes,
absolutely.
Let me tell you something. If I win that, guys, I'm going to be the coolest billionaire you've ever met in your life. I'm going to be organizing so much cool shit for everyone. Oh.
If I won it at 5 a.m., best believe my number will be deactivated by 5 minutes past 5.
You mean we'll never hear from you again?
Gone.
Yeah, you see, that's how much he loves us, Leanne. He would be gone, and the next thing we would see him on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, swanning on a deck of a yacht.
I don't think you'd recognize me since I would have pulled my face so much.
Surrounded by topless men massaging his neck. That would be Sia. And he'd be wearing he'd only wear a bathrobe for the rest of his life. With his tackle hanging out, because he wouldn't give a shit.
Oh,
am I right, Sia? That would be you.
Yes.
Yes.
I just have a whole closet devoted to my gowns. Thank you very much.
Beautiful gowns, like made out of silks and exotic fabrics. All right, so listen to this. This weekend, the U.S. Mega Millions is a payout of 6.6 billion rand. On Sunday morning, the U.S. Powerball offers a payout of 5.7 billion rand. Do not miss out on these giant payouts. Bet now on lottoland.co.za. I took out a ticket or two.
It's too much money.
Oh, come on. There's no such thing. Lottoland South Africa is a licensed bookmaker with the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. National Responsible Gambling toll-free counseling line is on 0800-006-008.
Man, just the thought. Phew.
I would carry on doing exactly what I'm doing now, except I would be a billionaire.
That's so nice.
I would be a billionaire. Oh, it would be nice.
Wouldn't certain things just become too mundane for you if you're a billionaire?
Yeah, but I can't wait to find out what they are. So this weekend, imagine 6.6 Sia, 6.7 driver. Can you imagine? Yes, I'll be happy.
I'll actually buy I would buy certain people out of my family. Like, you know what?
What
it was
mean?
Great having you in my life, but yeah, you're not worth it for me. Here's a payout.
How
just
much,
change
how much
your surname.
You, how much
you'll
you,
never know me.
How much would you pay out to family to just get rid of them? And then they have to—they obviously have to sign a contract that they'll leave you alone. Mm-hmm. And if they make any attempt to get publicity out of you and their relationship with you, that they will be sued to death. That kind of thing.
And just also, I don't even want to share a surname with you. Change your surname. You'll not be a Shezi, not a Sanguin.
I was going to say, that's what I would say. Change your surname.
Yeah. 100,000 rand. I think you know, that is not a lot. You aren't telling someone to disappear. You're just telling them to change their surname and they'll never be able to acknowledge you. 100,000 rand. That's a good payment.
That's a good payout. Yeah.
Hmm.
I think some of them would ask for a bit more. And you'd be able to. I mean, if you win 6.6 billion rand, what's a million to you? I think your interest every day is like a million rand.
How many millions are in a billion?
1,000.
Yeah.
It didn't sound certain there.
1,000 million in a billion. So if you won 6.6, that's 6,000 million, 6,600 million rand.
I need to...
Yes. Tell you what.
Sia, don't try and check us.
No, it's true. It's true. So I got that one. I got right. That one I did not screw up. Isn't that cool? All right. As I said, Lee Thompson will be joining us later. The former Bachelor. It's taken a while for him to come on the show. I mean, he was on every other show when he was on the TV show, and we didn't have him. I think maybe he heard what we were talking about, and he decided, stay away from these.
Yeah, because we kind of did a critical analysis of The Bachelor every week.
Don't By you, we, don't, you mean you.
You, don't you and, we us.
I would talk about the gowns and the girls. You would go into Instagram.
Leanne would criticize the grammar of everyone on the show. She hates it.
Yeah, I don't know if – I think – I don't know if I might not be available for this interview.
No bullshit. You're going to be there and you're going to ask questions. In fact, I'm going to say, thanks for joining Leanne on her show today.
Oh, my Lord.
All right. Gareth, where are your more
complimenting names? Oh,
yeah, Leanne. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sia. Hold
thanks,
on.
Thanks, Sia.
Stop trying to shit out people. All right. So Kerry says, Gareth, where are your normal sound clips that you used to play in conjunction with your amusing commentary? Yeah, we're still trying to find a way of doing that so we can play them out properly, but I've got them all here. I mean, here, for example, is a roulette wheel. Isn't that exciting? Rebellious Ruth says, one of our workers' kids was kidnapped on Monday. She had to organize a ransom. It was a lot of money for her, but this is what people are going through and resorting to doing. A cesspool of humanity. Oy, yoy, yoy. Oi, yoi, yoi. That's terrible. Gareth's on fire today, says somebody.
Wait, put it out.
Put it out quickly.
Call the fire ambulance.
The ambulance.
I've forgotten what they're called.
Fire ambulance or the ambulance. Fire engine, perhaps?
Fire engine.
Ambulance.
The firefighters.
Yeah. I hope you're strapped.
Sorry, am I being critical with your grammar? I'll keep quiet.
Gavin says, I hope you're strapped in to your creeping Jesus. I mean, a sleeping Jesus, Leanne. Wouldn't want you taking off mid-show.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. You know, if you're the type of person, and I am sometimes this, if you wake up in the night and you get a fright and you jump out of bed, literally, and start running, because I do that sometimes, then you realize you're attached to your machine. It can be quite messy.
Oh, my God. You get up and you start running?
Yes, I have a condition called hypnagogia.
Of course you do. Right. What is hypnagogia?
What is this?
It's a real thing. It started when I was in matric with, like, the stress of studying and things, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, that was stress in those days. But... it's when you are, your eyes are open, but you're having hallucinations. So you think you're seeing things that aren't, but they aren't there. So for instance, you would see a spider crawling on your duvet quickly towards your face, and you need to jump out of bed really fast. For instance, another time, there was a man in a turban on a horse on my bed.
Oh, you!
And I ran to my mom and dad's room, and he said, "What is it? What is it?" I said, "Dad, there's a man with a turban on a horse in my bed." You know, and he had to deal with those sorts of things. I would injure myself too. For instance,
have you ever thought that maybe these are dead, the spirits of dead people who are trying to contact
well,
you?
Well, so my psychiatrist told me that in some cultures, like in American Indian cultures, it's a revered trait to have hypnagogia.
Sure.
Like, they can keep it.
Poor you. You have so much going on, and now you have to put up with this as well.
No, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
And then there's also, you also sometimes... things disappear. So, you know, I went to the loo the one night and my toilet wasn't there. There were just literally three walls. So I went to use my mom's. She came through and said, "Is everything okay?" I said, "Yes, no, it's fine, mom. It's just my toilet's gone." She went, okay, I'm going to go to bed now.
She didn't even respond.
No, because she knows. They know me now.
Oh my God!
You know.
All right.
So these things happen, and when you are tethered by a sleeping Jesus, it can be quite dangerous.
When was the last time this happened?
It happens. It comes in spurts. Sometimes it can be every night for a week, where I see a man standing over me with a knife ready to stab me, and you really think it's real.
It's terrifying.
Like you get the fright of your life. Yeah.
Hey, hypnagogia, it's a thing.
And no, and who says, "Leanne, are you sure it's not just the wine?" No. I only started drinking at the age of 21, and this started when I was 17.
Okay, so it wasn't as a result of the drinking. Okay, this is fantastic. Carl says, "It's hilarious that Leanne thinks that you have to wake up for a live lotto draw, like it's a boxing match or something." That's so good. Shame, man. Leanne, your ancestors must really hate you by giving you so many ailments.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Do you think they're embarrassed by you?
Well, I always have been the black sheep in the family.
That's from Woody.
You know.
And then Casey, who's always got the funniest comments, he's his ass. "You ate worse than the 30 rand tikkop. I want to organize some bullets."
I'm sorry, what?
Sorry, I think he means, Leanne, you are worse than the 30 rand tikkop that I want to organize for Mbulelo, Casey. He says, by the way, "Good morning, guys. I love watching you on the show, but I can barely stand listening to Sia and Mbulelo, and looking at them makes me feel sorry for their offspring."
Makes you feel better, I don't have any offspring. Don't know where this is going.
Yeah, but Casey's this big black dude with a huge beard. He looks like the Taliban, and he's hilarious. He only says rude things about all of us, which is hilarious. I love it. it's so good. Talking about ex-girlfriends, says this person, Tato. Mm-hmm. Tata says, "Talking about ex-girlfriends, mine made it to the top 10 of Miss South Africa." Wow. And you broke up with her? You missed out there, dude. You want to date them when they're at their best, when she's in like top 10 Miss South Africa. You were there before. It doesn't count. Sorry. The question is...
That's still a good dinner party story to tell, though.
The question is, this is another message from Jared. He says, "Will you tell us if you don't win the lotto?" Yeah, I'll tell you. If I don't win, obviously I'll tell you. I hate it when I get those messages. You've won 4 rand. I'm like, are you joking? The ticket cost me 5 times that. So we'll see how it goes. But I'll tell you if I haven't won. If I won, obviously you're not going to hear about it. Or I'll lie and say, "I only won 50 rand. Meanwhile, money's rolling in. Are they going to bring it here in trucks?
And you reckon you'll be able to keep it a secret? Like you won't feel like your chest is about to burst?
No. Because you tell someone, and before you know it, there's a heap of problems on your plate that you didn't ask for.
You have cousins that you didn't know about.
You know what's going to happen, right?
You have children that you didn't know about.
Yeah. Gogo also says, it's starting to sound like Leanne is a bit of a hypochondriac. Oh, you don't say.
So there is a difference. I've looked into this.
Of course you have.
Hypochondriacs believe that they have these ailments and they actually don't. I actually have the ailments and they've been diagnosed by professionals. So it's not a hypochondria.
All right, hold that thought because we've obviously got so much more to talk about this morning. You can join us. You can get on the live stream, which we're doing. You can watch us now instead of just listen to us, or you can wait for the podcast. But part of the reason that we have to break at this point is because the podcast needs to be made. The 6 to 7 o'clock hour, people are desperate. And if we're late, which we are now, they get furious and they take it out on Leanne. And she's got enough problems. Haven't you heard?
Yeah, I wish then. CliffCentral.com